We're going to read part two of the sound story. This part of the story has sounds that are not included in the regular alphabet. So we call these the beyond the alphabet sounds. A few weeks later, Audrey and Brad and Mom and Dad heard about a great new movie about a boy and his dog. So they decided to go to the theater. At the theater, someone in front of them started talking on a cell phone. "Shh," Mom said, leaning forward in her seat. This picture shows the "shh" sound. Notice that there are two letters, SH, beside each other that represent this sound in words. We don't have enough alphabet letters to show this sound with a separate letter, so we have to put two letters together. Notice that the "sh" sound is not the regular S sound. It's not the regular H sound. It's a completely different sound. Let's point to the picture and the letter pattern and say the sound. Shh. Shh. The movie was action-packed and very exciting. Before they knew it, the movie was over. They were the last people to leave the theater. As they walked along the rows, they heard a squeaking sound. E, e, e. It was a tiny mouse scurrying along the floor under the seats. He was collecting dropped pieces of popcorn. The sound picture shows us the E sound. We see the letter E shows us that sound in words. Notice that it's a darker green than the short E sound, and it has a straight line above it. The darker color and the straight line remind us that it is the long E sound. Let's point to the picture and the E as we say the sound again. E. E. At first, they didn't see the mouse. Then it ran right by Mom's foot. "Oh!" she exclaimed, jumping up on the nearest seat. "It's a mouse!" Audrey and Brad giggled a little. They were not afraid of a mouse. The picture of Mom jumping on the seat shows us the O sound. And the letter O, with a line over it, shows us the long O sound. Notice that this too is different from the regular O sound that we've already learned. And also it's a darker orange color. Let's point to the picture and the letter O and say the sound. O. O. A snowy day. The next morning, Audrey and Brad didn't go to school because it was Saturday. It was cold in the house. Mom got up while it was still dark to boil water for some hot tea. A soft "ff" sound could be heard as the steam escaped from the tea kettle. The picture shows the "ff" sound. Put your tongue under your teeth, up against the bottom of your front teeth to make that sound. "Ff." The letters TH can represent that sound in words. "Ff." Let's point to the picture and the letters and say the sound. "Ff." "Ff." Dad was up early too. After his shower, he shaved with an electric razor. "Vvvv" was the sound that it made as he trimmed off his whiskers. This sound picture shows the V sound. You'll put your tongue under your teeth, touching the bottom of your front teeth again, but this time a voice will come out to make the sound. V. The letters TH are used a second time to show this sound. So we know now that the letters TH can show two different sounds. When you read a word, you just have to think of what the word means so that you can decide which sound to use. Let's point to the picture and to the letters and say this sound. V. Great job.